Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Iowa caucuses, with former President Trump winning the state by a large margin on the Republican side Monday night.
This is about starting the process for picking the most powerful human being in the world. This is the model for the entire country.
Jeff Kaufman's with the Republican Party of Iowa. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second, followed closely by Nikki Haley in third. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy chose to bow out of the race after a disappointing finish. On the Democratic side, presidential preference votes were collected by mail-in tally and will be announced on Super Tuesday, March 5th. An Arctic blast is bringing dangerously low temperatures, wind chills, snow, and ice nationwide this week. The National Weather Service shows there are hazardous cold conditions from states near the border with Canada, south through the Appalachian Mountains, west to Montana, and even into the southern states. In Kentucky, the state roads manager is Jim Gray.
We will actually have a force of as many as 2,000 people, plus some 1,400 snow plows to deploy around the state.
Overnight low temperatures dip far below zero, mainly across the Midwest at the same time. Freezing rain in the Pacific Northwest is creating hazards, especially around Portland, Oregon. The paralyzing cold weather continues to have a significant impact on air travel. According to FlightAware, there were a total of more than 9,000 flight delays through MLK Day Monday. There were another 3,000 or more flight cancellations. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is now out of the hospital following complications from a corrective surgery for prostate cancer. He will reportedly work remotely for a time.
Wish you were here.
A CD checked out of a Maryland library 35 years ago is finally back home. Staff members found the Pink Floyd CD in a return box on Friday. Luckily for the borrower, the library system went fine-free 4 years ago. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The city of Chicago struggling to house illegal immigrants, and many local taxpayers are not happy about it either.
Chicago spending a whopping $156 million on migrant housing and care since October of 2022. The Biden administration doing absolutely nothing to stop the flow at our southern border with Mexico.
USA's Laura Winters reporting. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. running for president as an independent candidate on Monday. He told more of the story behind his decision to leave the Democratic Party and ultimately run on a third-party ticket during a visit with the Black Information Network in Atlanta.
I meet both President Trump and President Biden among young people under 45 years of age, and I meet them among independents, which is now the biggest political party.
The White House says a fake 911 call is what prompted an emergency response there Monday morning. The perpetrator claimed during the bogus call that the White House was on fire. Emergency crews and the Secret Service quickly determined that was not the case. President Biden was at Camp David at the time of the prank. Peacock and the NFL celebrating a successful exclusive TV streaming event from over the weekend. The league and NBC streaming platform teamed up for the most streamed live event in U.S. history. history, with 23 million total views of the Kansas City Chiefs versus Miami Dolphins wildcard playoff game Saturday. And the Chiefs won the game, with Taylor Swift watching. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And thanks for joining in and being part of the solution, because it's what matters, right? Not only get America on track, but maybe get the world on track. And maybe that's why BlackRock's spokesman and CEO is nervous and said to Davos that, hey, we've got to keep eyes on Trump because, you know, this could have an effect on Europe as well. Well, you got to imagine, America always has an effect on Europe. And Donald Trump for 4 years was an inspiration to Europeans. Look what happened. They started thinking along the same lines that, you know, that their particular countries mattered to them and they were most important, and they started to govern accordingly. Rick Manning joins us now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Mr. Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, doing terrific. Boy, I'll tell you, still reading, you know, all the polling evidence and what happened in Iowa. I mean, this is the biggest, win ever in caucus history. And leave it to Donald Trump making it quite clear and an indication, I think, to the rest of the country and certainly the Democrats that Donald Trump has the goods and he's coming back with a vengeance.
Yeah, I think that's pretty clear. The I think Vivek Ramaswamy has exactly right when he's urging Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis to drop out of the race and get behind the nominee, because everything they do to damage Donald Trump now is helping Biden.
Yeah.
There's no pathway to get to for them to get the nomination, either one.
Well, the only pathway they're hoping for, Rick, is that, you know, one of these court cases kneecaps him in such a way that they can somehow pick up a loose puck or something.
You know what? The fact is, if that happens, the person who gleefully jumps on that, they might get the nomination. But I have to tell you, they will not win the general.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, the problem that both Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley have right now is, DeSantis to a somewhat lesser degree, but both of them have said, this abuse of power against Donald Trump
exactly will
not stand. If I'm elected president, I will pardon him of any crimes that this abuse of power, this gross abuse of power, is it results in, and it's time for the DOJ to stop. My first order of business can get the DOJ to stop these prosecutions and the J6 prosecutions and start releasing people from jail.
100%.
If either one of them said that, they would have they'd have the capacity to get Trump voters. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, neither one has.
Yeah. What about the rest of the Republican Party and the leadership?
you know, senators and congressmen, you know, coming out in mass. They should be out in mass over this, just exactly what you just said. Yes, clearly absent that Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, Vivek, was the only one that was saying, you know, such matters. But you say, well, where's the rest of the RNC?
Well, I'll stick with Nikki Haley for a second since she's actually on a ballot. She's actually said that, you know, Donald Trump's going to have a reckoning for what happened. Mm. So she has said that fairly recently. So, you know, what we have is we have the Liz Cheney side of the party, which represents about 10%, and you have the rest of the party. And it is and Nikki Haley is somehow thinking she's going to win with the Liz Cheney side of the party.
Yeah. Right.
And the single hardest thing she's going to have to do is make a decision as to whether or not she wants to end her career by not endorsing President Trump or worse, endorsing Biden, which ends her career. Is she going to try to stay alive for 2028?
And well, she's a survivor,
so she'll do what she needs to do. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, there's a lot of pressure on her amongst the never Trump crowd in D.C. A lot of her donors to completely say, we're going to set off a new course, and you and Liz Cheney can both enjoy unemployment together, but you can have the moral high ground because you oppose Trump. And that's what the offer is being made to her. That's what she's trying to find the Republican votes for. And quite honestly, it's why she's going to lose in New Hampshire, and she's going to lose in South Carolina, her home state.
If she does that, it's over. I mean, and the other thing is to your point here, and you make an excellent point on that, Rick, is that, you know, if she has any ambition for 2028, the sooner she looks for an exit and supports what's happening right now and the momentum within the party and doing what Donald Trump called, you know, in his speech, you know, a call for unity. And if she came alongside and did that, I think that would speak huge measures. But, you know, she's got a lot of donor money, and maybe that's getting in the way of her, of her decision.
Yeah, well, she does have a lot of donor money. And, you know, this is the most amazing part of this whole Iowa caucus. Between Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, they spent $72 million in Iowa, in ads in Iowa. $72 million. Can you imagine if $72 million had been spent going after Biden, having third-party groups going after Biden, exposing the regulations, suing to stop the regulations, and basically trying to fight to restore liberty in this country. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how that money might have been utilized? But instead, it was utilized to get about 40% of the caucus attenders in Iowa. And, you know, Trump got 51%. Vivek Ramaswamy got 7%. Mm-hmm. And then I think Chris Christie got 35 out of 106,000. So he got, like, negligible percent. But the critical piece here is they are going to spend that much money in New Hampshire as well.
Yeah.
And then they'll spend that much money in South Carolina as well. And at some point, let's stop draining the treasury of conservative donors, of Republican donors, for a failed mission. And how about we start going after the person who we have to beat in November, who's actually responsible for the hardships our country faces right now? Mm-hmm. That'd be nice change of pace. That's what unity does.
Right.
And
Vivek
Ramaswamy is going to be doing that. And that's his first thing he did was he appeared in New Hampshire with President Trump, urging New Hampshire's voters to support Trump.
Yeah. Well, even the Democrats, I mean, the Democrats didn't caucus. They just had kind of like a mini town hall, kind of an update on, you know, the status was all. So there was no caucusing that was happening.
No, they didn't really feel there was a need to get together for Joe Biden. After all, he has 82 million supporters. No need to come out of your nice warm shelter into the cold, cold, cold night in Iowa and have a say. That's one of the great things about the Democrats. They're the most democratic group of all. They don't even have a caucus of leaders to choose their nominee. They just pick them out of a hat.
That's it. Well, or somewhere else. I don't know. But, you know, what can I tell you? Hey, look, this will continue. It will. So stay with us. Rick Manning, of course, president of Americans for Limited Government. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, President Trump's 30-point victory, the largest in the history of the Iowa caucuses. And Rick Manning, you know, when you drill down in those numbers and you see how the president performed demographically, all these things that have been said about him in the past, that women didn't like him, you know, minorities, it was still a question. I mean, he outperformed in all these matrices. and it was so obvious that even AP couldn't restrain themselves. I mean, while the caucuses were still going, people were still voting, they announced the winner, much to, you know, those that were supporting the other candidates, whether it was Ron DeSantis or Vivek or even Nikki Haley, but even Fox News. And I guess the problem I have with that is that I think there's a basis of complaint, you know, which we've talked about historically, in calling elections early. Why not wait? But the media can't help themselves. They want to, you know, be the first and you know, jump the gun a little bit. They should allow it to play out, you know, and not make these announcements. I mean, what advantage is it to announce so quickly that you have a winner?
Well, that's a great question. The I guess the advantage is everybody says Fox News has reported that in terms of everybody else when they talk about it. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we've heard a lot over the last 4 years, 6 years, 8 years about obstructing elections and having undue influence on elections. Well, very few things have as much of an undue influence than telling people in advance that their vote doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And that's what effectively doing an early decision, what it does. It doesn't matter if it's right or not. If it's done before the caucuses close, it is effectively telling people who are choosing whether or not they're going to go and get out in 40-degree,
exactly,
50-degree weather, uh-huh, and drive down to their local place and do their duty in terms of choosing a nominee. It's unfair to the people of Iowa. It's unfair, mm-hmm, to America. And truth be told, it is a they know it. There's mm-hmm, such little value to being first or announcing before a primary has ended, before a polling places have closed, mm-hmm, that they know better, and mm-hmm, they shouldn't have to learn this lesson every 4 years. But you know, once again, there's, for whatever reason, people in the media don't really take their responsibility very seriously.
Well, of course not.
Report the news. You know, I'm not going to draw too fine of a point on this, but recognize any time they announce a result before the polls have closed, they've announced a result based on very, very small samples of voters.
Right.
And they haven't allowed, they've essentially negated, surprises where, let's say, they've got a projection that Donald Trump is going to get 30% of Hispanic voters.
Mm-hmm.
And so they use that projection of 30% of Hispanic voters. They say, here's what percentage of Hispanic voters came out. Hence, Donald Trump got blank number of votes from Hispanic voters. Mm-hmm. But if Donald Trump, because he's been working in the Hispanic community really hard, and he's been, and there's great distrust amongst Hispanic voters of Bill Biden, if he gets 40% with Hispanic voters, because right, a lot of Hispanics didn't tell the pollsters how they were going to vote accurately, which happens,
right,
suddenly their projections are all wrong, mm-hmm, because their whole analysis basis is wrong. Mm-hmm. So for just maybe 5 minutes, these guys need to reevaluate everything and just shut up, mm-hmm, until at least the polls are closed. And
right,
then when they come out with their pronouncements, they need to be very clear that these are projections based upon our polling.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Hey, pull all you want before, but you know, like this, when it's active, I mean, what really adds to the suspicion is if you were able to call Iowa so quickly, why didn't you call Pennsylvania when Trump was so far ahead at 10 o'clock at night? What did you know, you know, in the back door that nobody else knew, that there was going to be, you know, some addendums taking place when there was a 3-hour shutdown in what, 5 or 6 of the swing states in critical counties? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. It's a, there's, listen, we have to hold them accountable, and this is, you know, this early call in Iowa is inexcusable. And, you know, but what, you know, what do we expect from these guys? I mean, they spend their time, you know, we're going to see the media companies spend the next 10 months attempting to influence the election. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether they're influencing it for a candidate you support or a candidate you don't support, it's still influencing the election. It's still
right.
Massive amount of airtime given or not given to mm-hmm. candidates who are favored by those media companies.
Exactly.
As a radio guy, you know, what do you sell? You sell airtime.
Exactly.
That's what you sell. And mm-hmm. yet these guys say, well, I'm going to give Joe Biden, I'm not going to put any airtime that's negative to Joe Biden, mm-hmm. and I'm going to put 75, 80, 90% of my airtime on Donald Trump being negative.
Exactly.
And I'm going to put 75% of my airtime on Bobby Kennedy Jr. being negative. Mm-hmm. So they're effectively running negative ads for Joe Biden.
Right.
And
yeah, it's what they call in-kind promotion.
It's a kind contribution, but the Federal Election Commission doesn't count it that way,
right?
Because it's supposed to be news coverage.
Mm-hmm.
But since they don't bother to actually cover the news, and they don't, and they are trying to put their thumb on the scale,
right?
Any Republican candidate running in a general election has an automatic about $500 million advertising deficit because the media is going to put that much
exactly.
of an emphasis on what they're doing. So
right.
it's a, you know, it's one of those things back in the day, and this is no longer true, but back when I first started running political campaigns many, many years ago, I was complaining because I couldn't get a good story in the LA Times. Okay. And the LA Times was biased against the candidate, and I was complaining about it. And my boss said, and I was, you know, young 20s, mm-hmm. my boss said, listen, Rick, you got to get over it. They control the media. We have more money. So it's up to us to spend the money effectively enough that we can overcome the media. That's mm-hmm. the way this game works. Unfortunately, now they have the media and they have the money.
Exactly.
And so mm-hmm. now we have to do something else. We have to use mediums that are like this radio show, which is so important to spreading the word, to inform people what's going on. And then people have to get themselves smart. You know, go onto my website, you know, if you want. That's go to dailytorch.com and subscribe just the way you do. You know, go to other places where you can get independent news, which I'm sure most of your listeners do. But then also find ways to get involved and make a difference locally.
Exactly.
Tell friends. Get informed. Tell friends. Find in your circle of interest, whether it's a scrapbooking group or whatever, take the time to talk about the dangerous subject of this election.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some people get mad. Some yeah. people disagree. But have an honest conversation about this election. It's an importance. And, you know, don't be afraid to stand up. The other side stands up every day.
Exactly. Well, unfortunately, Rick, there's a lot in the favor of conservatives because of the experience of Joe Biden, you know, what his policies have delivered, you know, and what Bidenomics hasn't, and the Inflation Reduction Act, and on again, you know, Afghanistan. These are things that you just, you know, well, how do you feel about, you know, the way the country left in Afghanistan?
Right.
You know, and how do you right. feel about, you know, Joe Biden orchestrating that? He was the commander in chief of that exit. How do you feel about that? I mean, it doesn't demand an argument. It's just, like you say, you know, put it before people and let them decide. It's indefensible, you know, after it's all said and done, I think.
Wise words by you. I recommend people do exactly what you said and the way you said it.
Okay, there you go. Rick Manning, he's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick. Take care.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Iowa caucuses, with former President Trump winning the state by a large margin on the Republican side Monday night.
This is about starting the process for picking the most powerful human being in the world. This is the model for the entire country.
Jeff Kaufman's with the Republican Party of Iowa. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second, followed closely by Nikki Haley in third. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy chose to bow out of the race after a disappointing finish. On the Democratic side, presidential preference votes were collected by mail-in tally and will be announced on Super Tuesday, March 5th. An Arctic blast is bringing dangerously low temperatures, wind chills, snow, and ice nationwide this week. The National Weather Service shows there are hazardous cold conditions from states near the border with Canada, south through the Appalachian Mountains, west to Montana, and even into the southern states. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Well, as we've been talking about, on Monday night, former President Trump secured a victory in the Iowa caucuses by 30 points over his nearest competitor, setting a record for the largest victory margin in the Iowa GOP caucuses. With us right now to talk more about it is Jenny Beth Martin, Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair. Jenny Beth, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's so great to be with you.
Well, I always appreciate this time that we share to talk about the, you know, what's happening, especially in the realm of the political. But Iowa, wow, what a resounding victory! And you know, as you look into the votes, boy, Donald Trump outperformed on every matrix that was there. I mean, voting among, you know, women, minorities, that sort of thing. I mean, it was a clear mandate runaway, wasn't it?
It was a clear mandate. He was 30 points ahead of it of Ron DeSantis, who came in second place. It is clear his base supports him. The Republican Party base supports him, and that base has grown. Despite every effort that the left and the mainstream media have attempted to put on him and to put in place to oppose him, his base continues to grow. People understand that our lives were better off under President Trump than they are under President Biden. And Trump is going to be the nominee. We're going to have to go through New Hampshire, and I hope that after Tuesday, the other candidates realize the reality of what is ahead of us. And if not, we may have to go a little bit longer. But I think that the voters will grow very weary very quickly. We don't want a long, drawn-out primary process. I understand, give it your best shot, but they gave it their best shot. Now it's time to hurry this process along so we can focus on changing who's in the White House.
Yeah, it's really clear. I mean, you imagine we start focusing our ammo and our weaponry on Joe Biden and the Democrats instead of, you know, as Ronald Reagan talked about, you know, being in a circled fire squad where we're firing at one another. To what end? It's going to do more damage all the way. It's lose-lose, because what it would do potentially, I believe, in the long run here, Jenny Beth, is whether you're talking Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley, is that if they don't play their cards right, this is going to mess them up for 2028. Does that make sense?
I think it makes a lot of sense, and I think that that is right. They're not going to be the nominee this year. Maybe at the beginning of last year, they misguidedly thought that they could possibly become the nominee, but they're not going to be the nominee. And I personally have never thought it's going to be anyone other than Trump. But but now they need to figure out what can they get out of this, and how are they going to, how will it benefit them versus harm them in the long run?
Exactly.
If they stick in it for too long, people will get annoyed with them. They'll feel like they were part of a problem rather than someone who could be part of the solution in the future.
Yeah, without a doubt, because you start getting into the arena of diminishing returns, and that's your point here. And I agree 100% with you. And I've said all along, because Donald Trump has established such a clear contrast, and the contrast, like you and I talked about, Jenny Beth, isn't theoretical. It's commonsensical. I mean, Donald Trump, with 4 years of Donald Trump, our border was secure. Our international standing was restored after the Obama years, who did so much damage to our international standing. I mean, look at what's happening. What BlackRock CEO is all nervous and threatening about Donald Trump having an impact on Europe if he is to get elected. Well, certainly he will, because this is America. America is that shining light of hope and liberty. Not only to all Americans, but the world. And the world has been suffering because it has, it in a sense is paying the price for America's moral failure all across the board since Joe Biden took over, Jenny Beth.
Yes, we have been suffering. There are wars breaking out. The prices have gone up. Inflation is hitting us. There is less stability in the world and in our country. We were stuck with mandates, forced to wear them on airplanes and in other places, which courts have now ruled were mask mandates, which courts have now ruled were unconstitutional. The list just goes on and on. They are the border, the invasion on the border, the lack of following and enforcing our laws, especially when it comes to our immigration laws. All of these are huge problems that affect our lives personally. They make us more fearful about the state of the world and America's place in the world. They make us more uncertain about our own financial ability to provide for ourselves and our family. And they make us feel oppressed when they have the mandates. And they make us worried about the future of our country when we look at the invasion that is happening right now, because the border is wide open. People
exactly.
don't want these things for America. They want something better for America. And when Trump and his supporters say make America great again, it is a call for greatness. It is not what we have right now, the uncertainty and the fear that Biden instills in people. It is a call for greatness, so we can all be our best and our country can be our best, its best, and we have the opportunity for a better future for ourselves and for our country.
Well, and when policies and everything about our country is supporting the idea of making America great and therefore Americans great, then you get what we experienced under Donald Trump. More full-time jobs, a robust economy, national security, borders secured, players that were causing problems were restricted, through sanctions. Iran was kept under tow. And then what happens? Joe Biden, out of his own ego, decides to reverse everything, whether it had to do with the border, whether it had to do with enriching Iran, really creating more chaos and adding to the problems in the Middle East. And look at what we're paying right now. I mean, around the corner. I mean, this is all going to have a grave effect on our economy because of what's happening in the Middle East. And it's no longer a fight with Hamas. I mean, you got Hezbollah, you've got the West Bank, the Palestinians there in the West Bank, Iran and the Houthis. I mean, this could really explode into something grave. And if it does, then the economy, is as rough as it is right now, Jenny Beth, is going to take a huge hit. It's impossible not to.
Yeah, yes, you're exactly right. It would take a huge hit. And it's not what we want for the world. I want there to be peace in the world, but the way to have peace is to have strength in the White House so that the rest of the world doesn't think there's weakness and that they can attack, and in attacking, there are no consequences for them.
Right. Well, and here it is. The United States was in a position to, you know, keep China in check, to keep North Korea in check, because of our power position, but we've lost our moral standing, and of course we have such weak leadership that they don't know how to use sanctions in a way that are effective, not like the way they're being used against Russia, but and certainly in getting rid of sanctions that was keeping Iran in tow and holding them back, and right now, Jenny Beth, I don't know how close Iran is to being nuclear. But I got to believe that it is a lot closer than what's being reported, you know, by the Biden administration.
Well, yes, because we can't trust anything that the Biden administration says. So,
right, exactly.
So I think that is correct. But furthermore, it benefits them to downplay that because they have been wrong about Iran. They're wrong about so much. President Trump was right about Iran. He stood with us, the Tea Party Patriots, back in 2015 when we stood against the Iran deal. And
right.
he has a savvy that many people underestimated in 2015 and 2016, but we saw it play out, and we need that kind of business and political savvy back in the White House.
Without a doubt. You know, I tell the kids all the time that experience defines preference. And for America, we had a tremendous amount of differential in terms of experience under Donald Trump. And that is a stark contrast with Joe Biden. And this is what people reacted to in Iowa, and they're reacting to across the country. And boy, I'll tell you, come hell or high water, one way or another, Jenny Beth, this country is committed to a free and fair election come November. And that's what we're going to continue to be vigilant over. Jenny Beth Martin, thank you so much as always. Appreciate the time. Take care.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine to bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He's James Massa, the CEO of Numbers USA, talking about the latest coming out of the House and a proposed immigration deal coming out of the Senate. James, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
I'm well. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Well, the fans are going crazy here. I say the fans on the congressional side regarding this leaked Senate proposal on this immigration deal. Tell our audience about that.
Well, what came out was a series of notes that was shared throughout several circles that indicated that what has been being negotiated falls far short of what is supposed to be needed in order to be able to solve the border crisis. Now, H.R. 2, which came out of the House of Representatives, covers all the issues necessary, parole, asylum, et cetera. What we're seeing coming out of the Senate is talking about having 5,000 people a day allowed to come into the United States illegally, which is outrageous.
Well, and to me, I mean, we've been talking about H.R. 2 for over a year now, James. I mean, this seems, you know, so sensical. And maybe that's the problem, is that it makes too much sense. And that, you know, the Democrats, you just have, because they're in resistance mode no matter what. And they're really not interested in addressing this problem because this thing is dragged on forever. They keep complaining that it's the Republicans' fault that we haven't resolved our broken immigration system, right?
Well, that's true. And I will say that H.R. 2 was passed in May of 2023, and it has been matriculating through this process. And it's caught up right now in the continuing resolutions and funding of the government. I mean, ultimately, there are border-minded representatives who know we need to change the laws around reform or around asylum and around parole in order to properly reform this. And they're standing strong. And actually, Speaker Johnson is doing a fine job of standing strong in that as well. He's standing very clear on H.R. 2 that that's what it's going to take to solve the crisis. And he's looking for leaders in the Senate to make any move that comes towards that. And so far, they really haven't done that.
Exactly. And speaking of Speaker Johnson, he's made it real clear, talk about a line in the sand here. He just says that he opposes the deal and he will reject it. The thing, you know, you mentioned H.R. 2 passed in May of 23, and it was bad then. I'm talking about our border and how much worse has it gotten in, you know, 8-9 months later.
Well, and the current numbers of people crossing the border illegally, you know, in December, it was over 300,000 on our southern border alone. So we've seen numbers of over 200,000 to 300,000 crossing the border illegally every month since H.R. 2 was passed. You can do the math as well as I can. And then, and then we have Secretary Mayorkas admitting that over 85% of those people who come in illegally are let into the country and allowed to reside here. I mean, it's an outrageous number. Like, there's no border at all. People are just flowing in, And this is millions of people a year. I mean, our legal immigration is only supposed to be 1.1 million a year. And
exactly.
Our illegal immigration is now approaching well over 2 million a year and increasing.
Well, and it's not fair for the legal immigrants who come in, who are sponsored. They are, you know, it's determined that they are not to be a liability. They're not to draw from taxpayer funds or anything like that. That's part of illegal immigration. And then yet we're allowing another million to come in scot-free. You know, what a slap in the face to these people who've been waiting in line, you know, some for, you know, 10, 12 years to, you know, come in legally. And meanwhile, you've got this illegal immigration that's taking place. And it erodes all things that have to do with law enforcement, you know, with crime. And I think this is just the beginning, James, because what we're showing here is quite dangerous, especially to the point when you have, what, over 160 countries that are being represented in this migration that's coming in. Reports that you've got Hezbollah with now, at least 20 encampments inside of the United States? I mean, this says danger all over it, doesn't it?
It does say danger all over it, and there's going to be some documentaries coming out shortly having to do with the terrorist threat that comes across the border. I'm not at liberty to give more details on that right at this moment, but there's going to be some more detailed information there. And, of course, we know that we already have well over 170 people who are on the FBI terrorist watch list that have been apprehended at the border. So who knows how many people have come across that have not been apprehended. And then, of course, the other thing about this high migration of people from 160 countries is this is not a Latin America coming to the southern border issue. Mm-hmm. This is the word is out to the world. Come to the America's southern border and you can come in regardless of what country you come from and regardless of what your situation is. And what ends up happening is we end up paying for all that in each of our cities. And that's why we have even Democrat leaders now crying for the cost in their cities that are occurring, whether it be New York, Chicago, or elsewhere. They are seeing the cost to them and their budgets and the real impact on their citizens.
Right. And you talk about these 170-plus known terrorists, and, of course, we've got gotaways. God only knows how many in the gotaway numbers. Which are, you know, you can only estimate what that might be. You don't know for sure, but how many terrorists can be involved there? You've got, you know, these countries who figured, okay, look at America, the door is open. Let's give them our problems. You know, Donald Trump, as you recall, was so maligned by saying that these countries were not giving us, they weren't sending their best. They were emptying out their jails and sending people who, you know, were felons, had committed crimes, and they're sending them north to the United States. They're coming in, getting a free pass. And, of course, the mainstream media was all, you know, all verklempt over the whole deal and thinking, oh, my God, you know, you're such a racist, you know, talking about it. But the reality is, yes, they're living here amongst us right now, and many of them are beholden to cartels. And what does that say, James? I mean, you know, there's no way that they can assimilate truly or have any kind of loyalty that they can transfer to the United States when their loyalty, first and most importantly, belongs to the cartels.
Well, you make a very good point in regard to the conflict of these people who are indebted to the cartels. And the cartels are not your local banker. They are going to come and collect those funds in very grievous ways. Whether it be in their home country or with the person in the United States. So those are tremendous issues that you relate to right there. And I think that you also mentioned something I want to go back and point out is that we do know there's around 900,000 gotaways that are what they call known gotaways.
Right.
This is because of our technology on the border when...
900,000, almost a million known gotaways?
Known gotaways. And
right.
So what's the unknown gotaways? I mean, it's some multiple of it. And, of course, everybody argues, but, you know, two times, nine times, what's the number? It's an enormous number that's coming in that are gotaways. And all of them could be either criminal elements or they could just be people who are looking for economic sanction. But they are still people who are coming across illegally.
But, James, nobody's going to cross the border when the trolls of the cartels are there. I don't care, even if they get in areas and they may be known gotaways, that's all being orchestrated by the cartels. They control the border. And we need to realize that because, I mean, you might suggest, okay, maybe 10%.
and I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, you know, people who want to argue that point. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, maybe 10% of the gotaways are here, you know, just to get a job and help their families back home, and they're not beholden to the cartels. But that's 90% that are.
Well, you know, the way the cartels work, they actually have, it's almost like divided up the border on the other side of the Colorado River, where different individuals in the cartels control certain sections of it. So you don't just come marching across the Mexican side of the border into the Colorado River without paying somebody to have access to that river. And, and it's so well coordinated with our current immigration system. They actually are scheduling buses show up. They come across the known points of entry that are not ports of entry. I mean, they're points of entry, like the end of one of the locations of the wall. And then they have Border Patrol agents that are there that just escort them on the buses and process them as fast as possible. And again, as we've heard, that processing now results in at least 85% of them or more being released into the United States. So it's almost a dance with the devil that's going on, where these cartels bring up people, drop them off, we process them, hand them over to NGOs who take them to the interior of the nation, and these people are among us everywhere throughout the United States, and they're here illegally. And you know, they're illegal aliens. They are unauthorized to work in the United States. They shouldn't be here, and they should be somewhere else, like with the Remain in Mexico policies we've had in the past and other sorts.
Exactly. Yeah, those things that made common sense. But, James, you know, NGOs, they're on both sides of the border. That's the other problem. I mean, here, taxpayer-supported NGOs are participating in this illegal maneuver that is overwhelming our Border Patrol agents. And as you said, you know, the cartels, they know the game, and they know what sector to overwhelm. And so when that sector is being overwhelmed, then that leaves something else open, because we just don't have enough, you know, support and security there on the borders to handle the massive humanity, you know, coming through these checkpoints.
Well, and this is where you have the narcotics coming in. And the border agents should be interdicting narcotics. The fentanyl should be being stopped by our border agents who can patrol the border. But they are now all caught in having to process people coming through illegally at illegal ports of entry, or at ports of entry, or illegally at points of entry that are commonly known. So they are all consumed by this. And the idea that the administration wants more funds to put more border guards in place to be able to process people faster just makes that number go up.
Well, exactly.
Policy change that says, no, you are not allowed to come in. You can't seek asylum for false reasons. And the parole humanitarian reasons that we're coming up with need to be looked at to be more in line with what the intention of the law is, not the way the Mayorkas execution of all this is being implemented.
Well, James Massa, appreciate you coming on the show and bringing us up to date with the latest news coming out of the Senate, and also Speaker Johnson's position. Thank you so much. Take care. Have a great day. James Massa, CEO of Numbers USA, right here.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with